Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is James Mintert, Dr. James Mintert, director for the Center of Commercial Agriculture at Purdue University. Tell us about this month's, or I guess the June Ag Economy Barometer, a little bit of a rebound from the May survey.
Yeah, it was a substantial rebound. The Ag Economy Barometer Index rose 17 points compared to May. That left the index, I think, 24 points higher than it was a year earlier. Still lower than we were a couple of years ago. If you go back a couple of years, we were at a reading of 137. So we're still down compared to that. And of course, the all-time peak for sentiment was back in 2020. So we're well below those levels, but it was a nice rebound compared to where we've been recently. And you know, probably the interesting thing about it was the fact that all of the improvement came about because people became more optimistic about the future. The Future Expectation Index was up 25 points compared to last month, while the Current Condition Index was unchanged compared to last month. So people became more optimistic about the long-run perspective, not only for their own farms, but also for U.S. agriculture in general. And, you know, I think part of that obviously was looking at when we collected data. It was in the middle of June, when we were kind of in the midst of that rally that took place in corn and soybean prices in particular, and to some extent wheat prices. And that was being picked up in our survey. And then, of course, it was the following week after we concluded data collection that prices dropped off here and have dropped off significantly on corn anyway for the last roughly 10 days or so. So I think the improvement in commodity prices did make people more optimistic about revenues coming out of the 2023 crop and maybe looking at farm income in 2024, as many of those crop sales from 23 probably be made after the first of the year. So I think that was a big factor. I think also people became a little more optimistic on the livestock side. The improvement when we asked people about crop income versus livestock, there was a bigger improvement. Both of those improved, but there was a bigger improvement on the livestock side. And I suspect a chunk of that was probably out of the cattle sector, as I think about 19% or a minimum of 19% of the people in our survey have a cattle enterprise, a beef cattle enterprise, and a majority of those are probably cow-calf enterprises. And so I think that probably reflected strong returns in the beef sector and expectations for ongoing strong returns. So all in all, pretty interesting survey. It's going to be interesting to see how people respond to the drop in prices, particularly corn prices, that's taken place since we conducted the data collection for this June survey.
And I know in the past we've talked about interest rates too, and those have maybe kind of leveled off a little bit too. Do you think that's contributing to some of this, maybe ease of stress?
Yeah, that's a good point. We've been asking people about interest rates. I do think interest rates had an impact, particularly people's perspectives on interest rates. So we've been asking for the last few months now, I think going back to February, what people expect to see happen with respect to the U.S. prime interest rate over the course of the next year. And there's been a shift. More people compared to February, more people in this survey said they expect interest rates to actually go down over the next year. This month, I think it was 23% of the people in the survey said they thought interest rates a year from now will be lower than they are today. When we asked that same question back in February, it was only about 13% that felt that way. And in February, 12% of the people in the survey said they expected to see no change in interest rates over the next year. This month, it was 20%. And so there's still a majority of folks that think that interest rates are headed higher over the upcoming 12 months. But it's definitely been a shift with, 43% of the people in our survey think that rates are either going to go down over the next year or hold steady. And so if you think about that, that has some implications, obviously, for asset values and things like farmland. And sure enough, we did get a more positive read on farmland values from producers in terms of their expectations over not only the next year, but over the next 5 years.
And that was going to be one of my follow-up questions here. So you guys asked some other questions too. Farmland value expectations, one of them. You also had a question on there about cash rents. Maybe dive into those just a little bit.
Yeah, so the short-term farmland value expectation index, which is based on a question that asks people, what do they think is going to happen to farmland values over the next 12 months? It rose 16 points this month. That's one of the biggest one-month increases we've seen in that index over time. That leaves that index lower than it was this time last year, but not a lot. I think about 10 points. This time last year, that index was at 136 instead of 126 is what this month's reading was. And you go back 2 years, that index was at 148. So it's still below where we were, but it was a kind of a shift. And you know, if you look at a chart of that index, it's been drifting down since late 2021. Not every single month, but you can tell the trend was definitely down over that time frame. So it's going to be interesting to see if this is kind of a reversal of the trend or if this is really just a one-month blip. And when you ask the five-year question, where we ask people about their longer-term perspective on farmland values, that index was up as well. It was up 6 points, which left it at a reading of 151 compared to 145 last month. And maybe the interesting thing about that index is the all-time high in that index is just a little over 160. So this month's reading of 151 is below the all-time high, but not by a lot. So it's not only higher than last month, it's higher than last year's. I think it's 10 points higher than last year, and not too far behind that all-time high. So people became more optimistic about farmland values, both short run and long run. And at the same time, as you mentioned or asked about, you know, cash rents, we asked corn and soybean producers. So this didn't go to everybody in the survey, but if people said that they produce either corn or soybeans, we asked them what they thought was going to happen to cash rental rates in their area. And about 25% of them said that they expect to see cash rental rates rise in 2024 versus the rates that are being paid here in 2023. 68%, so just a little over two-thirds, said they expected no change in cash rental rates, and then 7% said they actually thought rates might come down. So the 25% suggests to me that there's going to be some upward pressure on corn and soybean farmland rental rates for 2024, but we'll see how that shakes out.
All right, and anything else that we should include here or touch on before we let you go?
I think those are the highlights.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. Again, Dr. James Mintert joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.